The Brazos River meanders past limestone cliffs and rocky hills as it flows through Paladuro County, west of Fort Worth. The writer John Graves immortalized this stretch of the Brazos in his 1960 book, Goodbye to a River. It describes the author's last canoe trip down the river before it was dammed. Graves put into the river near the rustic yet majestic stone bridge that spans the Brazos, a mile below Morris Shepherd Dam on Possum Kingdom Lake. Now, it's part of Texas Highway 16, near the town of Grayford. The Possum Kingdom Stone Arch Bridge resembles a classic Roman bridge. 18 arches and rugged masonry work convey strength and mass. Yet, the bridge also possesses a timeless beauty that blends into the hilly landscape. So-called bridge hunters from across Texas and the nation come to Palo Pinto County to photograph it time and again. The Works Progress Administration, a relief program created during the Great Depression, completed the bridge in 1942. It's the longest masonry arch bridge in Texas, spanning 433 feet. It's also considered one of the finer examples of WPA road workmanship in Texas. Unemployed workers from surrounding counties built the bridge using local rock. Many had been coal miners in nearby Strawn, Thurber, and Mingus. They used their rock-cutting skill to carve limestone from the nearby cliffs. Specifications required that tool marks on masonry be removed to create a natural appearance that echoed the state's rocky outcroppings. Engineers with the State Highway Department designed the bridge to withstand enormous volumes of water regularly released from the dam. Floodwaters have covered the bridge at times, but the low arches and heavy stone piers founded on bedrock have kept it stable. A sign on the bridge proclaims this stretch of the Brazos the John Graves Scenic Riverway. The graceful pattern of arches reflects in the river that Graves so loved. They seem to span time, connecting not just pavement, but also the past with the present.